Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Grendene S.A. to announce and analyze the results of its second quarter of 2010. Please note that this conference call will be conducted in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at http://ri.com.grendene.com.br. We have here with us Grendene's leading executive officers who will also be available to answer questions: Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director; Francisco Schmidt, Director of Investor Relations; Magno Freitas, Exports; Gerson Luiz Rostirolla, Chief Financial Officer and Controller; Luiz Antônio Moroni, Sales; Marcos Alba, Marketing; and Pedro Paulo Filho, Melissa, Export Division. Please be advised that the press release of the second quarter of 2010 is available at ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before proceeding, let me clarify that any statements made during this conference call on the company's prospects and operating and financial goals for the company are only forward-looking statements based on the management expectations regarding the future of the company. These statements are highly dependent on the conditions of the market, the overall economic performance of the country, and sectorial international markets. Now I'm going to turn it over to Francisco Schmidt, Director of Investor Relations of the company. Please, Mr. Francisco.
Good morning. Thank you for being with Grendene for one more conference call to release the results of the second quarter of 2010, as well as the company's prospects for the remainder of the year. As you all know, yesterday we disclosed information for this period after market closing, and our press release is already on our website. I will be briefing my comments, highlighting some highlights of our performance in the second quarter of 2010, the economic and financial outlooks for Grendene, and I'll leave more time for questions and answers. Before we talk about performance per se, I would like to highlight that we ratified our policy on the payout of dividends by way of ad referendo anticipation of the general shareholders meeting to consider the balance sheet and the financial statements of the year to date. Based on the calculated results, the second payout will be of 12,028,800. The shareholders entered in the records of the company until August 19, 2010, are going to be entitled to receive the dividends. The company shares will be ex-dividend as of August 20, 2010, with payments scheduled as of September 2, 2010. We'd also like to remind you that Grendene is leader in the number of pears exported from Brazil, being the brand that is most exported in Brazil, reaching 40% of Brazilian exports in the first half of 2010. Grendene was also the highlight in the 37th edition of the Best and Biggest of the Exame magazine in the textile sector. It has the largest gross operating revenues in dollars, second position on liquidity, third position of the best companies in points, seventh position in profitability, and 22nd position of the top 100 companies in the northeast region of Brazil. We would like also to remind you, in relation to our financial statements, that since the first quarter of 2009, Grendene is releasing its numbers as per the IFRS, anticipating the deadline of 2010 when all listed companies should do so. We also would like to say that all numbers were suited to this norm, so that the numbers that are presented now for previous quarters are not necessarily equal to the numbers released at the time when the press releases were disclosed. Please be aware of this fact for those of you that are following our numbers to verify the historical basis and ensure comparability of the numbers. As for the performance of 2010, we are very pleased to disclose to our shareholders our results. The second quarter of 2010 was marked by an inflection in the price policy adopted by Grendene. Domestic prices increased by 14.9%, and prices in U.S. dollars in exports 12.6% as compared to the same period of 2009. The exchange rate remained unfavorable to exports, which resulted in a decrease of 2.8% in the average export price when converted to Brazilian reals. The volume that in the first quarter of 2010 had grew 35% over the same period last year fell by 2.4% in the second quarter, again compared to the previous year. A drop of 11.2% in the domestic market and strong growth of 25% in the volume of pears exported. The drop in quarterly volume, that is traditionally of lower demand in face of robust increasing prices, was expected. The positive surprise was the strong growth in exports even when the price in dollars being higher. With this price movement in cost pressures caused by an increase in the minimum wage, which reflects direct and indirect labor costs, and recovery of international prices for thermoplastic resins were neutralized, and the gross margin in the second quarter of 2010 was in line with the first quarter of 2010, around 30%, although well below the 37% charged in the first half of 2009. As mentioned before, even with strong price increases, production volumes in the second quarter would not be sufficient to raise EBITDA and net margin, as indeed they were not, due to the lower dilution of fixed costs and expenses. This effect can be seen in the table of page 2 of our press release, where we can see that our policy was sufficient to prevent any further deterioration of margins, but not to provide a recovery of those. As we have mentioned in our previous conference call, will come in the second half, when, with higher volumes due to the seasonality of the industry itself, more aggressive prices due to our strategy, and stabilized costs, we'll be able to regain our margins to historical levels. It's clear that costs can always be a surprise, but we do not expect any significant higher costs for this year. Our major challenge remains the same of previous quarters: retrieve prices and margins without losing volume. Nothing has changed in this regard. In this scope, we achieved higher revenues in the first half of 2010 compared to the first half of 2009 and lower margins, which should be reversed in the second half of the year for the reasons already exposed. Remember that in the first half of 2009, our results were very strong, which is a very high base of comparison for this year. The results attained, although expected, are not satisfactory and will not spare any efforts to return to the level of strong margins that we are used to. Nevertheless, the findings are not worrisome because the company's position in the market is solid, our relationship with channels are excellent, we have very good acceptance of products, and the overall credibility of the company suggests better results in the future. Also, the economic grounds that drive our business model remain strong with positive trends, especially in the domestic market. In foreign markets, however, the evolution of the exchange rate has not been positive, and we must focus our growth in more value added. The drivers of consumption in the short term have been confirmed and are still in operation. Low inflation, rises in the minimum wage, which at first impact costs, but soon after become demand. The family voucher program in Brazil and the hosting of general elections in Brazil. These events historically drive consumption in the country, which has been confirmed. The expected tightening of our monetary policy is going on without, however, affecting volume significantly. We continue to conduct studies for expansion of our plans, but we will probably not start any investments for 2010. We believe that the investments made in the end of 2009 and our productivity gains will make it possible for us to meet demand with suitable efficiency and without further investments in the short term. Also, a more aggressive pricing policy should curb volume growth, which has not happened, which did not happen, in the third quarter of 2009, when low prices fueled a demand that was already heated. The 793.1 million in net cash, our good geographic diversification, strong international presence, range of products constantly renewed and operation excellent, makes Grendene well positioned to take advantage of every opportunity the moving market can present and consolidate its leadership position. And indeed, robust growth in volumes of internal and external markets suggests that the company is gaining market share and seizing the opportunities that come up to us. We confirm that our goal is to keep the company's line that we have set for 5 years and not take steps to qualify the results of a quarter when this involves sacrificing long-term trends.
The negative impact of variation in exchange rates on prices practiced in a foreign market, which is usually strongest in the first quarter, in the second quarter had a reduction in revenue worth 11.4 million reals, as you can see in the chart on page 4 of our press release. The effect in the semester calculated at the exchange rates in the end of June, there was a reduction of 43.8 million in gross revenues, as you can see on the chart on page 3 of our press release. Because of these effects of the variations of the exchange rate, the 26.7% growth in the gross revenue of exports in dollars in the first half of the year became a growth of only 3.8% in reals. $110.8 million were exported in the first half of 10, in contrast with $87.5 million in the first half of 2009. When we analyze costs, you can see that its behavior was different in the first quarter of 2010 and in the second quarter of 2010. While in the first quarter of 2010, most of the variation was a result of increasing volumes, 35% growth in volume and 35.9% growth in CPV, respectively, in the first quarter of 10 and 09. In the second quarter of 2010, the unit cost increased to 19.6%, accounting for the whole variation of CPV that grew 16.7% in the quarter. In this quarter, are concentrated the impacts of the rise in minimum wage that affect direct labor and the effects of the rise in prices of resins in international markets. Even so, the company's operational activities generated a cash flow worth $197.7 million in the first half of the year, raising our net cash to 793.1 million reals. We emphasize that with all the crises that we face, that we dealt with, whether they were international or domestic, Grendene has never had a quarter at loss, and its comparison basis is always high. Without any financial concerns or cash limitations, with a good geographical diversification, strong international presence, always renewed product portfolio, and excellence in operation, and Grendene has been growing in a robust and continuing manner, and we are sure that the gains we obtained in market share in the second half of 2009 and the first half of 2010 should convert into absolute gains in results and margin recoveries still in 2010. Considering the current scenario, regardless of the results of 2010, the long-term targets are still the same. As we emphasized before, Grendene has shown that it is fast to react to changes in economic scenario, adapting its product portfolio and making the most of a strong brand and its sound financial standing. Strong brands are also one of the pillars of our strategy. One of the advantages that we think we have, among them we may highlight our sound cash generation, especially in terms of operating cash, strong brands and licenses, our own technology for products and production, and a controlled cost structure. For all these reasons, we are confident about the future, and we are proud of what we have accomplished so far. Grendene should reinforce its execution strategy in 2010, identifying new segments with new licenses, innovating products, reinforcing its brands with aggressive markets through multiple media, and seeking excellence in operation through continuing improvement. The objective is to gain scale, grow with solidity and sustainability, both in domestic and foreign markets, with special attention to margin gains in both markets. When we analyze the Grendene's performance as compared to the targets that we established, as you can see on the table on page 5 of the press release, you can see that on the first quarter of 2009, right after we defined our targets, Grendene was above, both in terms of revenue and profit. In the first half of 2009, it was above in terms of revenue and profit. In the second half of 2009, we are still above in revenue when we expected range in terms of profit. And now, in accumulated of all this period, we have had a growth in gross revenues as compared half of year to half of year of 17.1% in year and 0.9% in profit. So in terms of profit, we are below what we had expected. However, considering our performance so far, we believe that by the end of the year, these numbers will be different. Just to remind you that our growth targets that we established at the end of 2008 for the period for 2009-13 is a growth between 8 and 12% in the gross revenues as the compound average, and a growth in net income with a compound average rate between 12 and 15% for the next 5 years. Having established these targets, although the exchange rate, real dollar, has evolved differently from what we had expected when we defined those targets, an international scenario changed significantly in this period, we had good results keeping our position in the international market and growing in the domestic market, which in turn has also changed more than expected. This shows the great versatility of our business model. In spite of the results we obtained in the first half of 2010, and although they were below expected because of the profit, the vision of the evolution of the economic scenario, the business power in different scenarios, our product portfolio that is appropriate, they all encourage us to reaffirm the targets we set back then they are expressed in our press release. Thank you very much. We may now proceed to our questions and answers session. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. And if you want to remove your question from the line, please press star 2. Again, just to remind you, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, just to remind you, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We are now closing our Q&A session. I would like to turn it over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final considerations. As robust growth does not dazzle us, as it happened in the first semester, in the first half of 2009, when we exceeded by far our targets and we didn't change, results below expected do not make us discouraged. Our conviction and belief in our business model remain unchanged. The prospects for the coming years indicate a growing demand for shoes as a consequence of economic development and improvement in the purchasing power of the population. Difficult semesters as the first half of 2010 are part of the development process and do not change the growth trend and good results of Grandene, neither do they change the fundamentals for income improvement in emerging countries such as Brazil, China, and India. The domestic market is giving signs of strong growth, and the global market is very large and presents many opportunities to be explored. Brazilian design is gaining the world, and Grandene is a highlight in that item. Based on these expectations, Grandene is ready to grow and confident that it will reach its targets for the coming 5 years. Thank you very much. Grandene's conference call has now ended. We thank you all for your attendance. Have a good day, and thank you.